The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Jalen Rose, I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
And get the people! What they want.
Jalen Rose, it is August 4th, and that day is significant because this is the day in which the Los Angeles Lakers could extend LeBron James. They could sign him to a two-year, $97 million extension. However, if you remember when he was in Cleveland, he always sort of kept the franchise guessing, signing one-and-one deals with player options, putting pressure on the franchise to win now. Do you expect him to sign a two-year extension, or do you expect him to keep his options open as he has in the past?
So I was on NBA Today yesterday with Malika and Matt Barnes, and this topic came up, right? And the first thing I thought about was LeBron should take the two-year deal, the big money, to create the stability for the Lakers in the roster, because it's hard to recruit players to come play with you when you're not invested. When I see videos of him and his sons at Lakers facilities getting that work in, I don't think that he wants to uproot his family right now in any way, shape, or form. So it seemed like, in theory, it would make sense for him to go ahead and sign the deal. But the more I thought about it, here's what LeBron should actually do.
I like this. Talk to me.
He should sign short-term deals, and as his game slows down over the next two or three years, if it does, he may be a Tom Brady of the NBA. You play like one-and-ones, and then you like, I want a four-year deal.
Wait a second.
That's kind of what you do.
So, Jalen, Tom Brady, I'm glad you made that comparison, because Tom Brady famously sort of reduced his current salary in order to bring in other players. Is there a scenario in which LeBron James takes a similar tactic? Maybe he doesn't sign for as much money as possible.
Well, here's a dirty secret I've said about the NFL salary cap, right? When the quarterback has taken up about 15% of it, usually that team won't win the Super Bowl. And Tom Brady has been the anomaly, the outlier for so very long, because people will say Tom Brady takes less money. But what I always say is Tom Brady also has a significant other that makes just as much, if not more, money than he does. That's what allows him to take less money. That was kind of a dirty secret. But for LeBron, here's the deal. You're, in theory, underpaid anyway as an NFL or NBA player because salary caps exist. Look at the deal Juan Soto just turned down, $440. Okay, that got him traded. And so, again, LeBron, Jacoby, here's what you do. Do the James Harden. Sign a two-year deal, but they're at different points of their careers and they're doing this for different reasons. You sign a two-year deal with a second year as your option. You ball this year, do a two-year deal with a second year deal as your option. You wait till Bronny about to get drafted, and then you keep your options open, number one. And then that team that you play for, which I believe probably is going to still be the Lakers, then you ask for a four-year deal. That's how you play it. What you think about that?
I don't think there are very many teams, even with LeBron James's greatness, that in the year 2024 are going to want to sign him to a four-year max deal worth upwards around $300 million. I do not see that happening. But there's also this other question for the Lakers. Should they package their two first-round picks that they have available to them with potentially Russell Westbrook and trade them somewhere to try to upgrade this roster to make a championship run this season?
It depends on who you're trading for. You don't just do it to do it. If you can get a player that was in last year's All-Star game, yeah. Because guess the kind of development LeBron's going to get with those picks. Not much. You know what I'm saying? LeBron right now is your anchor. He's your currency, but he's also your near future. You know what I'm saying? So those picks won't mean as much. I think Russ's ability to be a productive teammate and performer is getting diluted because of his salary. I think he's still going to be a productive player for the Lakers. And so you don't have to knee-jerk just to move him, in my opinion. But yes, if you're going to get an all-star that was in this year's game, I would consider doing it.
Well, we said it before, and we'll continue to say it, that the truth of the matter is that Anthony Davis's performance is what's going to fuel this team to success or to failure. But let's move on to the NFL. Let's talk about MVP Aaron Rodgers. He revealed that he credited ayahuasca for helping him mentally. He said the following quote, "That's what ayahuasca did for me, was help me see how to unconditionally love myself. The greatest gift I can give my teammates is to be someone who can model unconditional love to them." Jalen, if you don't know, ayahuasca is an extremely powerful hallucinogenic drug that he apparently used to have this mental awakening. Jalen, do you believe that him, through ayahuasca, unconditionally loving himself is the best gift he can give his teammates?
You know I can make a lot of jokes when you throw me a lob like about loving yourself on ESPN in the afternoon, but
please,
I love my job,
that.
So I'm not gonna do that. But here's what I will say. I support anybody who does whatever they feel like they need to do to support their mental, physical, psychological well-being. This is something that I wouldn't do. I don't know if this is even actually legal, Jacoby, but either way, the one thing I will say about, as you start to mature and start to get older, it starts to become more apparent that I have to be more in control of myself as a human being to be the best version of myself in different areas of my life. As a parent, as a teammate, as a father, as a founder of a school. And so a lot of people do a lot of things, take a lot of things to get themselves in that mold. Cannabis, ayahuasca, whatever you feel like is gonna take you to a place of a stability and sanity, I support it. But again, for Aaron Rodgers, when I saw him show up at training camp, didn't he look like the Fonz remix?
A little bit of Fonz, a lot of Nick Cage. You know, all I know is I'm glad that Aaron Rodgers found this kind of peace using ayahuasca, but I'm gonna stick to like beer. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just gonna stick to some beer. You know, and shout out this look. It is kind of Fonzarelli vibes. And then there's the tattoo. I support the tattoo. I think it's a dope tattoo.
So
but Mr. Rose,
off,
we have to move on to some other news.
I gotta say one thing. For you young movie watchers, yes, that's Nicolas Cage, but who he ripped it from is Happy Days. That's the Fonz.
Fonz's office was in the bathroom of the diner. Moving on to some other news from the NFL. It is that man, Deshaun Watson, and it was Judge Robinson who was independently hired to sort of look over discipline in the NFL, and that was collectively bargained between the NFLPA and the NFL. Judge Robinson said that he should have a 6-game suspension. The NFL is now appealing, seeking a stronger penalty for Watson. What do you make of this latest news?
I have a one-word answer. Semantics. Cap.
Cap.
And here's what I mean. I believe the NFL understood that Deshaun Watson wasn't going to get a lengthy suspension or a lengthy discipline. That's why the NFL allowed him to be acquired by the Browns and achieve signing the largest contract in the history of the NFL at quarterback. If they felt like he was not going to play, if they felt like he was going to be suspended, quote unquote, indefinitely, I don't think he would have stood there, had a press conference, and talked about signing his new deal when all of the charges were still pending. And lastly, you know what else the NFL allowed? Him to basically compress his salary to $1
yep.
million dollars to allow him to overcome any time spent being suspended so it doesn't affect his actual bottom line.
The way they structured his deal is he's got a $1 million salary this season. If he is suspended for these six games, as Judge Robinson has levied, that would cost him about $344,000, which is kind of a joke considering that's one-third of the season, and we all know that they structured the deal with this in mind. We'll see how this appeal goes, but something tells me it's not going to end well for the NFL in terms of public opinion. Moving on, Mr. Rose, we've got some news about one of the most famous fighters to ever step in the octagon, that man, Conor McGregor. The latest is this: Conor McGregor did not announce a fight. He announced that he is going to be in the remake of the movie Roadhouse. Conor McGregor has not had success inside the octagon recently. He's got a lot of success in his bank accounts. However, when you look at what he's done in the octagon recently, it has not been that impressive. So I ask you, Mr. Rose, is this announcement an indication that we will no longer see him fighting, but we will see him on our screens?
Keep getting them checks, Conor. I got some advice for you. They'll still pay you top dollar without actually taking blows to the face when you're an actor. As a matter of fact, they might even find somebody to be your stand-in. They might even find somebody to be your stunt double. Absolutely. When you put back up there how he's fair in the octagon, his last few fights, this doesn't look like a gentleman that's trending forward. And by the way, you didn't put up there a few of the allegations of bad decisions he's made, being in the wrong place at the wrong time and that type of thing.
Many of them.
So absolutely, this is an opportunity as an athlete for him to transition to the big screen.
Well, this is also an opportunity for us to transition to one of my favorite segments that we've had on the shelf for quite some time. It is time for the return of Jalen Rose Describes a Movie Plot.
Brace yourself. Jalen Rose is about to explain a movie plot.
The film Roadhouse, starring Patrick Swayze, features a lot of people that look like me. So I'm not sure if Mr. Rose has even seen this film. Have you seen the film Roadhouse? You're about the right age.
In 89, I was watching a lot of movies. Roadhouse was not one of them.
So please, Mr. Rose, explain the plot to Roadhouse.
It's funny y'all put me on the spot like this, and I appreciate it, because I was channel surfing yesterday and thought about you. I was watching Three's Company and think, this is one of my favorite shows with no black people. So Roadhouse, it sounds like you're in the country, right?
Yep.
It gives me visuals of like the Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh, okay, that kind of visuals.
Right. I'm talking about the vehicle, but then the vehicle drives into like a bar, and I see like light beers.
Yeah.
Definitely light beers. a couple of people breaking, hitting cans on their heads. You know what I'm saying? It just sounds like a movie where you would, a visual of you in college would star in this movie. The things that you were doing in your dorm, the things that you were doing on your campus, are the things that were happening in frat houses, like with Dugan Fife had me be exposed to Jägermeister, and he transferred me from Hennessy those years. So
well,
that's
Mr.
what
Rose,
I believe.
You are
is
right
the
in this sense that it's a lot about bar fighting, and some of the things that I did in college are the reasons that my nose is on the side of my face and not the middle. Jalen, when we come back, we have a soft mover boss move that involves Ubers, the Las Vegas Raiders, and Hunter Renfro. We'll explain.
What kind of music was that?
Coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck here, Pier 17, the Seaport, New York City. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, Juan Soto made his debut for the Padres, and he was asked about the new lineup that he was joining. And here is what he said.
Juan, what do you make of what this lineup could be when everyone's healthy and everyone's in there?
It's gonna be really exciting. It's gonna be really tough to go through. And I wish good luck to the other pitch.
wish good luck to the other pitchers, and then he just maniacally laughs. Jalen, Tatis, Machado, Soto, what's happening in San Diego?
First off, that's my guy right there. He embodies a level of crisp that I could appreciate. The white shirt, the white teeth, crisp hairline. The only thing that clearly I can't relate to, he got muscles popping out of his shirt. That was the only thing.
He got real
muscles popping out of his shirt. But in all honesty, I'm happy for San Diego because when you play in the market with the Dodgers and the Lakers, you really have to make moves to be relevant. And while Shohei, for example, plays for the Angels, I did recall that it don't seem like they're committed long term. So if I'm San Diego, right, and I have Machado, and I have Tatis, and I now have Soto, I would mortgage my entire franchise to try to get Shohei. I would mortgage everything. Ain't no salary cap.
They sent a lot of their prospects to the Nationals. I don't know how many they have to offer for Shohei, but we'll stay tuned for that. Right now, we're going to turn our attention to college football, where even though the Alabama Crimson Tide made it to the national championship game, here's what Nick Saban had to say, reflecting back on last season.
Last year, we had kind of a rebuilding year. So we should have 9 starters back on offense, 9 on defense, but 6 guys go out early for the draft. So now we have 5 back on offense and 7 back on defense. So that in and of itself creates a few more question marks, but it also creates opportunity for other players to be able to shine in the program and contribute in a positive way.
Jalen, they went to the national championship game and Saban called it a rebuilding year. Your reaction?
Well, that's what happens when you got them real rings, like multiple rings, not that one shot ring. He got multiple rings. And what he means is, as a coach that constantly sees his players turn over and go to the NFL, it's like, wait a minute, I got some guys back here still starting from last year? Familiar faces? What's happening? Let's do this. And by the way, Nick Saban doesn't want to lose to anyone. And I know Clemson is somebody that he doesn't want to lose to Dabo. But trust me, it hit different losing to Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
And then they rewarded Kirby Smart with the blank check. But they gave him over $100 million. And so I know that he's going to be motivated. And the war of words going back with Jimbo Fisher this offseason. And I know that they're seeing eye to eye right now. I understand why he would call it a rebuilding year, actually.
Jalen, sometimes there are things that happen in the world of sports that I just can't wait to talk to you about, and this next story is one of those, and it comes in the form of a signature segment, Soft Move or Boss Move. Me and you were at lunch one time, and I ordered the Uber, up pulled like a Camry, because I ordered Uber X, and you looked at the car like, what are you doing? You looked at the car like, what are you doing? Well, guess what? The same thing happened to the Las Vegas Raiders. Hunter Renfrow was in charge of ordering the Uber, and he had some of his high-profile teammates with him, and the caption there says it all. Hunter Renfrow is no longer in charge of Ubers. Jalen, soft move or boss move, saving a little dough, and getting the Uber X instead of the Uber XL or the Uber Black.
So, this is a soft move because while you are saving a couple of dollars,
yes,
that's your starting quarterback who played in college with Devontae Adams, who just got a mega deal to come play there, right? And like Charles Barkley said about Mo Cheeks, like he had one eye, seemed like he always passed to Dr. J. That's how it's now going to be for Derek Carr throwing it to Devontae Adams. Come on, Hunter. In all honesty, I ain't mad at him. He probably did it on purpose just to make him mad.
Listen, I'll never forget the look on your face when you saw that car pull up when I ordered the Uber X. Like, we weren't even going far. Like, you honestly looked at your phone like you were going to order a separate Uber just because you didn't want to get in the car. I will never forget that. I'm going boss move here for Hunter Renfrow. Save your money. They got where they were going. Everyone was safe. Maybe they're a little uncomfortable. You know what's uncomfortable? When I don't have any money left in my bank account. Big shout to Hunter Renfrow. Boss move. We will give you an update on a story that we've been talking about every single day on the program. The detainment of Brittany Griner in Russia. She has been sentenced. We'll give you all the details right after this very short break. Tonight it is the Sun against the Mercury on ESPN2 at 7 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you check it out. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, every day for nearly 6 months, when we have a show, we have recognized another day that Brittany Griner is still detained in Russia, and now there is an update. She has been sentenced to 9 years. The Biden administration has released a statement saying they will do everything they can to bring Brittany Griner home. All roads sort of lead towards some sort of a prisoner swap. How do you think this plays out from here?
In order for her to be eligible for a prisoner swap, she needed to plead guilty. And to your point, now once she's sentenced, that puts her in position after being wrongly detained currently for 168 days. Hopefully this gets her closer to that speedy, safe recovery to the United States.
We would love to see Brittany Griner come home, and every day we'll recognize another day that she is not home. Jay, let's turn our attention to the Detroit Lions. They've got a spirited head coach, Dan Campbell, and he loves what he sees from wide receiver Joshua Reynolds. Let's listen to your head coach.
He's slippery, man. He's I call him the praying mantis. He's a spider of death. He's just, there's something about him, you know? So, freaking serpent.
Is a praying mantis? He's the spider of death and a serpent. Jalen, does this encourage you about the upcoming Lions season?
You know, under center, we got Jared Montana. And on the outside, we got the spider of death.
Spider
of
death.
You might as well call him a mamba. Rest in peace, Kobe Bryant.
Serpent.
Here's what I want to say. That means he's going to be catching everything. You know what I mean? We have to start putting those Jamar Chase type bets on him.
Jalen, if there was one sound that encapsulates how you feel about this upcoming Lions season, what would that sound be?
Let's go, Lions! Playoff this year.
I'm going 3-14 this year.
I'll see y'all at practice soon. I'm going to practice soon, and we'll see y'all tomorrow.
We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. Next week, joining us on the program and the podcast exclusive will be one of the New York City point guards. Who do our podcast family get to hear from next week?
My posse's on Broadway. And I'm not talking about Sir Mix-a-Lot. I'm talking about the slick, smooth lefty who was the number one high school player out of New York City. Went on to star at Georgia Tech with a part down the middle of his head. Was an NBA All-Star with the Nets. Kenny Anderson is joining Jalen and Jacoby.
Jalen, a couple things I want to talk to you about. We have not addressed this, so I think it's important. Will Smith smacked Chris Rock on stage at the Oscars.
That happened.
In one of the more surreal moments of television history. Smacked him in the face. Said he was defending his wife. We hadn't heard from Will for quite some time. And then we saw the apology, which I felt, for someone as well-spoken and articulate and expressive as Will Smith, came off a little funny to me. And Chris Rock said he has no interest in talking to Will Smith. Jalen Rose, as a student of the game, as a leader in the culture, the world, the podcast family wants to know your thoughts on this matter.
My thoughts on this matter is the way Chris Rock handled being slapped is a lesson to a lot of people, in particular men, because our testosterone gives us a different bravado that sometimes our ego puts us in position to make decisions that are extremely damaging. And as Will did, Chris Rock's response could have elicited the same thing. But since he didn't do anything, he now, and rightfully so, comes off as the more disciplined one, while Will clearly was undisciplined. And so for me, if you rush the stage and you slap me and it becomes a fight, then we probably can talk again. But if we rush, if you rush the stage and you slap me and I don't do nothing, you invisible to me, homie. You invisible to me, homie. And so to me, those are two different energies and actions. Receiving the slap without doing anything allows me to say you're invisible to me. And I agree with you. The apology seems staged. It seemed phony. It, for somebody who's as articulate and somebody who's who's been in position to be the most decorated actor in a lot of ways for a lot of years, it seemed written is the other thing that it seemed. And so here's another thing I don't like when people do, because this has happened to me. I have people right now, my past that I don't give my American dollars to anymore, that I don't give my time to anymore, that I don't give my energy to anymore. And you know what they do, Jacoby? They do what Will Smith just did. They slander me while trying to big up my mother. Those don't go together, homie. Don't be on here apologizing to my mother after you slap me. You see what I'm saying? Don't be dissing Jalen Rose and then be like, oh, Mama Rose, rest in peace. You see what I'm saying? And so for me, Chris has brothers, Tony in particular. I know he has at least one. And ultimately, he will speak on it. He will do jokes on it. But I don't see him, and I wouldn't forgive Will Smith ever.
I think that it was a regrettable occurrence and something that I wish never happened.
Me too.
Mr. Rose.
He got to go hang out with Aaron Rodgers and get some of that ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca. Can you just, because I have a feeling that like.
I'm good.
That you,
I'm good.
You don't, I feel like you didn't know what ayahuasca was when you woke up this morning.
I didn't. I'm good.
See, I've got friends telling me they went to Peru and did ayahuasca and tripped for 3 days, and now they're such a better person. And you have to take it with like a shaman. I don't want to do any drugs where I need like a chaperone. You know what I mean? Like,
Here's what you don't want. To do drugs that are illegal. That ain't legal. That's why you need a chaperone.
I think it's legal in Peru. A lot of people go to Peru to do it.
Right. That ain't legal, number one. And number two, like, I've been exposed to, like, alcohol, wine, weed. But when it started getting a little stronger, like heroin or cocaine or Quaalude, I get more and more scared. The longer the pronunciation. It's like Quaalude.
Too many syllables.
I don't even know how to spell
that. Wine, weed, one syllable, ayahuasca. Let's do a new segment. Jalen Rose spells a word. I don't know how to spell ayahuasca. I'm a bad speller. Spell ayahuasca.
Correct. Iowa. I-O-W-A. That's how I spell it. Iowa. You know what I'm saying? And you know, we always give stuff an abbreviation or a nickname, so we just call it Iowa. You know? Iowa. And then you got to have Coach Dr. Tom Davis to administer it to me. I'm good.
Oh, that's hilarious. Jalen, Reggie Jackson of the Clippers had a great season last season.
Yeah, you know? He did. I'm happy
there was
for
no
him.
Kawhi Leonard. There was no Paul George. Ty Lue, Reggie Jackson, Luke Kennard.
I'm happy
just holding
for him.
Holding that franchise down.
Yep.
Reggie Jackson said this, that he almost retired because of his time with your Detroit Pistons.
That's a lie. Where's LL? That's a lie. Like, first off, you're lying. You know what I'm saying?
He didn't retire. Yeah. The one thing I know about Reggie Jackson is he believes in Reggie Jackson. That's one of the things that makes him great. Is Reggie Jackson believes that Reggie Jackson is the best basketball player on the planet, and I don't think he was going to retire.
So here's what happened. As you see John Wall get bought out of his deal finally by the Houston Rockets, I want everybody to remember something. The same year or the next year he signed that deal is when the Pistons signed Reggie Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
When he initially signed that deal, Reggie Jackson was backing up Russell Westbrook, and John Wall signed the initial deal before he just signed this extension deal. So in Detroit, the thought was he was going to be a version of John Wall for us. Well, John Wall averaged 20, 10, and 2 steals for Washington.
Reggie was a version. He was a version of that. He was a version.
And so he just, at that time, wasn't the player that could be the lead guard, the best player on a Pistons team. It didn't mean that he still isn't a really good NBA player. And he's a JRLA supporter, so you know I got love for him. But going to the Clippers, he reinvented himself. And so I appreciate that. And also his relationship with Paul George really helps. When you have a teammate that's one of the best players on the team, that's also your brother off wax, I think that really helps your transition a lot. And I think that helped Reggie.
Big shout out to Reggie Jackson, one of the most confident basketball players in the National Basketball Association.
You love that.
I'm glad you brought up Jalen Rose Leadership Academy because I heard some great news. Golf tournament's almost sold out. Almost sold out. One of the biggest turnouts in the history of the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy golf outing. It is the 21st is the gala.
Yes,
indeed. We going to Top Golf again?
Absolutely. We going to Top Golf.
Top Golf
to everybody
at the
MGM. That supported us. No doubt. And
then the 22nd tee time. That's when it goes down.
You get to see David Jacoby with his golf bag.
Here's what I want to talk to you about right now. We better not have a show that day, because last year, you took me away from my group. I missed like 3 holes doing Jalen and Jacoby. I'm here for 18. I got to support my squad, dog. See, you don't have a team. You don't know what it's like to be brothers in the trenches of the Detroit Country Club. You know what I mean? Like, I got to be there for my brothers in a scramble. Maybe one of those holes I missed could have been one of my best shots that put us right next to the hole for an eagle. What
so
you know about
here's
that?
Here's the thing. I would love to give you that morning off and allow you to start having your 10 a.m. beverage. But since I can't have my 10 a.m. beverage because I got to do local interviews and stuff anyway, we might as well give the people what they want for 45 minutes. You know what I'm saying? You got to shake hands and kiss babies anyway. You just got to hold off your beverages until later in the afternoon. That's all.
My team needs me, dog. My team needs me. My team needs me. You know what they need me to do? Buy a bunch of mulligans and bring the beers. That's all I really contribute to the team.
Yes.
Because these guys are like real golfers.
Yes.
You know what I mean? They like bring their clubs.
Yes.
I love the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy. If you want to get involved, go to jrladetroit.com. jrladetroit.com. There's still very limited availability left.
I hear there are multiple ESPN talent that's going to come.
That's multiple.
No, beyond us. Beyond
what?
Us.
That's never happened before.
Yeah, I know. I hear that Calvin Johnson, Megatron is going to be there.
Megatron's coming back?
Absolutely. A couple of Detroit Pistons players, since they're the sponsor, are going to be there.
Mr. Rose, do you think maybe we could have one of these celebrities join us on Jalen and Jacoby?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, didn't Megatron join us last year
for the
golf
outing?
Let's do that again. Good call. We'll do that.
I would love that.
I'll hit him up. I'm going to see who else comes. I believe Isaiah Lord Thomas of the Bad Boys is going to be there. It's going to be a festive event.
I love that. Let me tell you my weekend. The morning of the 20th, Mo Bodanga, my basketball Brooklyn collective, is hosting a 3-on-3 tournament at Reese Beach. Ball by the beach
Support.
In the morning on
Support.
Saturday. Love that so much. That's one of my favorite events. We haven't had it for a couple of years because of COVID. And then I take a flight to Detroit. And then on Sunday morning, I go to the spa. And then I go to the gala. And then I go to the golf course. And then I do J&J. And then I join my team. And we golf. And guess we talk. What? And we joke. And we eat hot dogs. And drink beers.
Guess what's going to happen? Soon as you arrive in the lobby, I'm going to be standing right there.
Please do.
I'm going to be standing
right there,
sir.
And I'm going to avoid you and go straight to the bar and get the short rib chili from my guy. I'm going to go in the back door. Now I know you're going to be in the front door. Have him bring my room key. I can't wait for that weekend. Go to jrladetroit.com for more information. Yes. Or if you just want to support Zane Rose Leadership Academy. Great merch. I made a mistake when I went to the website. I made a mistake. I bought like 45 pairs of socks. I got Fab Five socks on every day. I always got the Fab Five socks. Got too many socks. Got the Fab Five shorts. Got the JRLA cardigan sweater. Bought too many of those. Had to send those to some fans. Man, great. Just support JRLA. Got some great merch. You don't have to just donate. You can buy some merch. Donate that way. Get something out of it. We will be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Anthony Rose?
We're not done. We're not done. We are not done. Got to give the people.